Welcome listeners to another episode of The Beginner's Guide to AI. I'm your host, Professor Gephardt, here to guide you through the fascinating world of artificial intelligence. Today, we dive into a truly captivating topic, the child machine, a revolutionary concept by Alan Turing. Turing's work has not only paved the way for modern computing, but also for the intriguing realm of artificial intelligence. Imagine a machine, not just any machine, but one that learns and grows intellectually, just like a human child. That's the core of Turing's child machine concept. In this episode, we'll unravel Turing's thought experiment about a computer program to simulate a child's mind. What does it mean for a machine to learn? How similar could this process be to human learning? Turing pondered whether such a machine could eventually reach, or perhaps exceed, human-level intelligence. To add an interesting twist, let's start with a thought-provoking fact. Turing believed that machines could not only simulate learning but also creativity, suggesting that they might one day compose music, create art, or invent new scientific theories. This raises a pivotal question about the nature of intelligence itself. Is it merely the ability to learn and adapt? Or is it something more inherently human? As we explore these questions, we'll delve deeper into the implications of such technology and how it has influenced both theoretical and practical advancements in AI. This exploration will not only broaden your understanding of AI but also challenge you to think about the future interactions between human and machine intelligence. So, prepare to embark on a journey through the past, present, and future of AI, exploring one of the most profound ideas introduced by one of the greatest minds of the 20th century. Stay tuned as we delve into the world where machines start as infants and grow into entities that might one day mirror human intelligence. Delving into the core, the child machine concept by Alan Turing. At the heart of today's discussion is Alan Turing's revolutionary idea of the child machine. This concept, intriguing in its simplicity and complexity, posits that a machine, much like a human child, could be taught and educated to achieve intelligence. Turing proposed that instead of trying to create a fully formed intelligent machine, developers should focus on crafting a child machine with the potential to learn and develop over time. This foundational idea breaks away from the traditional approaches to machine programming, advocating for a learning-based strategy where the machine would undergo a developmental process akin to that of a human being. To truly appreciate this concept, let's break it down. 1. Foundation of learning. The child machine would start with basic capabilities, equivalent to those of a human infant. The notion here is not of an already knowledgeable system, but a blank slate, primed for input and capable of growth through experience. 2. Educational growth. Just as children learn from interaction with their environment, the child machine would learn from data input and iterative interaction, improving its responses and capabilities over time. 3. Capability of reasoning and adaptation. The ultimate goal would be for the machine to develop reasoning skills and adaptability, mirroring the cognitive development seen in humans as they grow from infancy to adulthood. The brilliance of Turing's idea lies not just in the creation of intelligent machines, but in the broader implications it holds for understanding human cognition. By paralleling machine learning with human developmental psychology, Turing opened up a pathway that goes beyond mere computation to touch on the essence of what it means to think and learn. Moreover, the child machine concept forces us to reconsider the boundaries of machine intelligence. Are there limits to what machines can learn? How do the learning processes of machines compare to human learning? These questions are not merely academic, they shape how we develop technologies and how those technologies evolve to meet human needs. In essence, Turing's child machine is not just a theoretical construct, but a call to innovate in how we approach AI development. It challenges us to think creatively about not only how we can make machines learn, but also what it ultimately means to be intelligent. Google's DeepMind and the pathway to an AI or child. For a real-world application of the child machine concept, let's explore the case of Google's DeepMind, specifically its project AlphaGo. This example highlights how a modern AI system can embody Turing's vision by learning and improving over time, akin to the developmental stages of a human child. DeepMind's AlphaGo was initially programmed with the basic rules of Go, a complex board game that has more possible moves than atoms in the universe. The true innovation, however, was not in programming AlphaGo with every potential move, but allowing it to learn from playing games against itself. This self-play, an iterative process of trial and error, mimics the learning process of a human child, learning not from being taught explicitly but through personal experience and adaptation. The developmental milestones of AlphaGo can be likened to those of a child. 1. Early learning. AlphaGo started by playing random games against itself, gradually learning which strategies led to wins and which to losses. 2. Middle stage. As its database of games grew, AlphaGo began recognizing patterns and strategies, improving its play incrementally. 3. Advanced development. Eventually, AlphaGo reached and surpassed human expert levels, defeating world champion Lee Sedol in a landmark 4-1 victory that demonstrated not only proficiency but also creativity and intuition. This case perfectly illustrates Turing's idea that an AI can start with a simple, foundational level of knowledge and, through learning and adaptation, achieve expertise and beyond. AlphaGo's journey from novice to master shows how AI can evolve, reflecting the childhood and the adulthood phases proposed by Turing. By analyzing this case, we can see the practical implications of Turing's theoretical work. It not only supports the idea that AI can develop intelligence over time, but also challenges our understanding of creativity and intuition, traits once thought to be exclusively human. Thus, DeepMind's success with AlphaGo not only serves as a testament to Turing's vision, but also continues to inspire AI development towards more sophisticated, adaptable, and intelligent systems, potentially capable of learning and evolving indefinitely. Navigating the challenges and ethical considerations of the child-machine concept. While the concept of the child-machine, as proposed by Alan Turing, offers a captivating glimpse into the potential for machines to learn and grow, it also presents substantial challenges and raises significant ethical questions. Today, let's delve into some of these critical issues. Firstly, the complexity of human cognitive development sets a high bar for any artificial system. Human learning involves not only absorbing information and applying it, but also emotional and social growth, aspects that are incredibly challenging to replicate in machines. The intricacies of neural pathways and the effects of environment and culture on human intelligence are immensely complex and not fully understood even among humans. This presents a significant technical challenge in AI development: how to create a machine that can mimic these deeply integrated human experiences. Secondly, ethical considerations are paramount. As machines designed to learn like children begin to approximate human-like intelligence, questions about the rights of such machines and the implications of their decisions emerge. Should a machine that learns and reasons like a human have rights? What responsibilities do developers have to prevent harm caused by an autonomous decision-making machine? These are not just theoretical questions, but are becoming increasingly relevant as AI technologies advance. Moreover, there's the risk of unintended consequences. Programming a machine to learn autonomously could lead to behaviors or decisions that were unforeseen by its creators, potentially leading to ethical dilemmas or harmful outcomes. The challenge is to ensure AI systems are designed with safeguards and ethical guidelines that align with societal norms and values. In summary, while Turing's child-machine concept pushes the boundaries of what might be possible with AI, it also compels us to confront complex ethical and practical challenges. Addressing these issues is crucial as we advance toward creating machines that can learn and think independently. Join the journey into AI mastery. Eager to delve deeper into the world of artificial intelligence? We invite you to join our dedicated newsletter at argoberlin.com/newsletter. This resource is packed with insightful tips and tricks tailored for beginners, helping you navigate the complex yet thrilling landscape of AI. Whether you're looking to understand the basics or explore advanced concepts, our newsletter offers valuable guidance to enhance your learning journey. Subscribe today and take your first step towards mastering AI. Explore and engage, your path to AI insight. For those intrigued by the learning processes of AI and eager to see them in action, why not try simulating an AI learning model yourself? Websites like TensorFlow Playground offer interactive neural networks that you can tweak and observe in real time. Adjust different parameters, change the network architecture, or modify the data inputs to see how these changes affect the AI's learning process. This interactive task allows you to visually grasp the complexities and capabilities of AI as it learns, giving you a deeper understanding of concepts like neural networks and machine learning. By experimenting with these settings, you gain practical insights into how changes in the learning environment can dramatically alter AI performance. Dive in and explore the fascinating mechanics of AI learning. Recap: unpacking the essence of the child machine. In today's episode, we ventured into Alan Turing's visionary concept of the child machine, a foundational idea that challenges traditional approaches to AI development. By suggesting that machines should learn and develop like human children, Turing shifted the focus from creating ready-made intelligent systems to nurturing them through processes of learning and adaptation. We explored how this concept isn't just theoretical but is vividly demonstrated through the example of Google's DeepMind project, AlphaGo. AlphaGo's journey from learning the basics of the Go game to mastering it above human expert levels exemplifies Turing's idea of developmental learning stages in AI. Through these discussions, we've uncovered the implications of machine learning that parallels human cognitive development, raising profound questions about the nature of intelligence and the potential for machines to exhibit traits like creativity and intuition. This not only broadens our understanding of AI, but also challenges us to rethink the boundaries of machine capability and intelligence. By delving deep into these concepts, we gain a richer, more nuanced understanding of AI's potential and its future trajectory in mimicking, and possibly surpassing, human intellectual growth. A thoughtful farewell. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on a poignant observation from Alan Turing himself. We can only see a short distance ahead, but we can see plenty there that needs to be done. This quote, though we usually avoid it for its commonality, perfectly captures the spirit of our exploration into the child machine. It reminds us of the ongoing journey in AI, where each discovery leads to new questions and further avenues for exploration. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Your continued interest and support enable us to dive deep into these engaging topics, enriching your understanding of AI's past, present, and future.